Sisters of Notre Dame and Notre Dame Convent. Father Alexander MacDonald, the first Roman Catholic bishop of Kingston, decided during his time as a bishop that the educational system of the town should be improved, especially with regards to education of Catholic girls. It was not until a number of years later, in 1841, however, that his successor, Father Remy Golan, made Father MacDonald's dream a reality by asking the Bishop of Montreal, Father Burguet, to send two sisters of the Congregation of Notre Dame to Kingston to establish a boarding school for Catholic girls. On November 19th of that same year, the sisters, St. Alexander and St. Edward, the two sisters picked out of the many who volunteered their services for the Kingston mission, began their journey to Kingston accompanied by Father Charles Prince, an honorary canon of Montreal. Their journey was an arduous ordeal. Because their trip was to be made in the winter, they could only travel by stagecoach, a trip which took 2 days in total. Upon their arrival in Kingston, the small party was met with more unpleasant news, as the only accommodations available at the time were located in a large and crowded building overlooking the market square. The building not only housed a number of families, but also the city council chambers, which meant that loud yelling matches and table banging could be heard at all hours of the day and well into the night. Still, the sisters did not let any of this deter them from their mission, and set to work that day following their arrival, cleaning the place up. They were so efficient that they were able to open the doors to the pupils in under a week. On November 25th, 12 students arrived for their first lessons. The two sisters' first few months in Kingston were not uneventful. Quite the opposite, in fact. The night of December 22nd, 1841, an enormous celebration took place in the market square, right in front of the building. A large pig was roasting on a fire, and people were drinking and dancing merrily around it. The event, which celebrated the birth of the Prince of Wales, was quite loud and rowdy to begin with, and only became increasingly so with the announcement that the cook had not planned the roasting far enough in advance, and thus the pig was not ready to be eaten. The Kingstonians became increasingly impatient and started blaming the town's mayor for the lack of food at the party. The latter tried to escape the crowd by running into the building where the Sisters of Notre Dame were staying and hiding in the city council chambers. The crowd followed him into the building and started banging on the doors on the sisters' floor. Terrified, the sisters barricaded their door in hope that the mob would not get into their classroom. Luckily, the apartment was not broken into, and they were safely able to go to bed when the noise died down later in the night. In June 1842, because of their increasing number of pupils, the sisters were forced to try and find a new location for the boarding school. Father Golan was able to find a house on Earl Street for this purpose, and the sisters and their students moved in there. The attic was converted into an additional classroom to allow the sisters to day students as well as their boarders, which required another Montreal sister to join the Kingston mission. As such, Sister St. Agatha, who was replaced by Sister St. Columbia just 2 years later, arrived in Kingston with Miss Higgins to teach the day class. In June 1843, when the number of students became too large for the attic classroom, the day class was moved to a wooden house provided by Father Golan, next to his bishopric. In 1846, Father Patrick Flannan, Father Golan's successor, generously gave the Sisters of Notre Dame his bishopric on the corner of Baguette and Johnson Street so that their convent would not be so overcrowded. The sisters moved into their new house, which had its own private chapel and a covered walk that led to the day school building. That same year, Sister St. Edward returned to the Montreal Mother House, and only 2 years later, Sister Alexander did the same, meaning that by the summer of 1848, the Kingston Notre Dame Convent had lost its two foundresses. The decades following the departure of the foundresses were full of change and expansion. In the mid-1850s, there was a need for another expansion to accommodate the 200 students that were attending the Sisters' Day School. As such, a rough cast building was built in expansion, which housed two classrooms and a meeting room. At the end of the decade, Father Flannan's successor, Father Horan, decided to convert St. Joseph's Church, which hadn't been used since 1848, when St. Mary's Cathedral opened, into a school building with six classrooms, which would allow the sisters to further expand their school. In 1867, the sisters purchased a property called Houthrone Cottage, located on King Street West, and converted that into a boarding school, renaming it St. Mary's on the Lake at the request of Father Horan. That same year, two sisters of Notre Dame started teaching at St. John's School, located in Northern Kingston on John Street. In 1891, after having served for almost 35 years as a school building, St. Joseph's Church was condemned by the Inspector of Public Buildings and subsequently demolished that same year. A new building was constructed in the same location in February 1892 and named St. Vincent's Academy. Just a few years later, the rough cast building, which had been used to house the day classes, was demolished, and a new wing was built in its place. Opening in 1898, a second wing was built in 1914 along Johnson Street, adjacent to the convent. The number of boarders in the convent steadily increased over the years, called for more accommodations to be made available to them. As such, the attic of the convent was transformed into a new dormitory in 1919. In 1922, St. Vincent's Academy was expanded to allow for the elementary students of the convent to transfer over, leaving only high school students to be taught by the sisters in the convent. This helped with the money problems the sisters had been having considerably. Just 9 years later, the school board took over the education of the lower high school grades, grade 9s and 10, as part of the elementary school system, aiding the sisters financially even more, as their instruction of those two grades were compensated by the board. A large celebration, feasting the 100-year anniversary of the establishment of the Congregation of Notre Dame in Kingston, occurred in October 1941 in St. Mary's Cathedral and St. Vincent's Academy Auditorium. 20 years later, in 1961, the number of boarders at the convent was so low that the sisters were forced to close down the program, operating the convent as a simple day school. Later in 1967, because it was no longer deemed financially viable to keep the two Catholic high schools separate, Notre Dame and Rigipolis, the boys' Catholic high school, merged, and Notre Dame pupils moved their studies into their Rigiopolis building on Russell Street, accompanied by a few of their teachers from the convent. The sisters formally moved out of their home of the 123 years in 1969. The former convent building is now a part of the Kingston Public Library.